The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Yeah, came up from the mud, it's like I walk around with a shoe stain. Uncle gave me fire when we kicked it, he was Liu Kang. Remember we were struggling for a dinner, needed loose change.
Now wait, the money never champion, my sir. Dog, my brother, B. I don't know what to call you, Andre Berto or Mike Berto, what should I say?
I mean, shit, what do you call me already? What you call me, just Berto? I
got
I got people call me Andre, people from back home that know me, I grew up with, they call me Mike. And everybody else just called me Berto, man. So I can go by either one.
That's wild, bro. So I mean, right. you made your name. Your name is like what we know it. The world is Andre Berto.
Yeah, yeah. But growing up, that's how I know when somebody really know me. They call me Mike. If I hear that,
yeah. I'm sitting here looking at it because I know. I mean, you guys are from Haiti.
Yeah.
You're a dual citizen. You also represented.
Well, I was born here.
But you still have dual citizenship,
yeah,
right?
I got dual citizenship, right?
Right. Yeah, so I'm looking at it because, you know, Michael Baptiste.
Crazy thing about it is, you know, my dad, when he came over, you know, he came over young. He went to college here. You know, he was one of the Haitians that came over. They ended up getting, you know, he was very sharp. So he ended up changing our last name. Actually, it's Berto, but it's spelt different. It's a longer name. It's a longer French name, but he just shortened it up to Berto. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so he's short.
Do you take pride in where you guys come from?
Of course. Of course. I mean, you know, anybody that knows the history and everybody that, you know, understands history of, you know, Haiti. I tell people all the time, man, you know, every time they talk about Black history, you know, I tell everybody, man, you know, Haitian history is Black history. You know, it's never... Yeah. I mean, it's not talked about at all, enough at all. The fact that, you know, Haiti is the first Black independent country in the world. Mm. You know, yeah, think about in 1804, you know, defeating the French. So thinking about, you know, them having slaves everywhere, slaves in the U.S., slaves everywhere. But then again, you know, a small, tiny island in the Caribbean with free Black people, free slaves. It was unimaginable in the same. Unimaginable, but we're able to, you know, make it happen in 1804. And of course, I believe now, you know, they still continue to pay the price for that. You know, I mean, France coming back a few years later and then, you know, doing what they did, taking over and wanted somewhat, you know, reparations for all the years that they didn't have control over Haiti. So they ended up having to pay, I think, like some crazy amount, $200 billion or some shit. So, you know, so when
it seems like the future is bright for Haiti because a lot of people don't know the history, right? Like having so much debt and so many people with their hands in a pot over there because it's a rich, rich country.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
So is that true? Do you see the same? Do you see it the same way that the future is bright for Haiti?
I don't know if I see that as bright for Haiti because I believe, you know, a lot of people there, they're going... extracting from the country, they're taking. You know, I have a lot of other, you know, big business partners out that way. Like it's like you said, there's very rich minerals in Haiti, very rich. I mean, from gold to oil to calcium, the copper, you know, mines out that way. And a lot of other countries, a lot of other, you know, businesses, they're coming down that way, and you know, they're taking. They're setting up, you know, business situations. And of course, the government there is very corrupt. So if they can get them a nice bag from it, they're going to do it.
Right.
Yeah, but so as a whole, I don't know. I see it.
I know you're one of the ones that's doing a lot of work over there and trying to build enterprise and bring business there. So I'm salute you for all the work that you're doing there, brother. Hey, we got about 20 minutes, man, and I want to get right into it. Last time I saw you, there you go. Last time I saw you, you know, we were in Vegas, and it was the Charlo
fight
and Canelo.
Yes. Right?
And I'm sitting there talking to him like, brother, like, you've been quiet lately. What you doing? What's going on? You know, we going to do a movie. You about to launch your own show. Like, what's happening? And you whispered in my ear, bro, pause. You leaned over and you was like, yo, bro, I'm about to get back in the ring. So now let's fast forward to it. The get back. You sit here at 40 years old, two-time welterweight world champion.
Yeah.
You got Robert Guerrero. Talk to me about like the process of making the decision to come back after so many years off, bro. How many years was it?
You know, five.
So 5 years off, which is almost impossible to do. Yeah. You come back. You look phenomenal. Talk to me about that process of making that decision and then how you felt when you was in the ring.
Man, it was, you know, just me just always, feeling like, just mentally I can just step over and just beat down any type of barrier that I want to, just in life, period. And you know, that was a fight I always just wanted to get back. I mean, of course, I lost to Victor Ortiz and ended up coming back, getting that into action. But that 5 years, you know, even though I stayed in shape and stayed I think my misconception on how tough a training camp, a real deal training camp could be, especially coming back at 40. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I always feel like I look great. I can always go and work out. I talk to my boy Andre Ward. He's like, man, listen, I want to see it, but you know how to be. That's what people don't understand. People need to understand and realize this. People think and only watch the fight.
Yeah.
Us as fighters, yes, we think about the fight, especially once you get a little bit, you know, later in your career. It's not the fight. It's the training camps that we have to go, this grueling training camp we have to go through to get ready for this fight. I'm talking about 10 to 12 weeks. You're talking about fight time. We're fighting 3 days a week, sparring in the gym. Like, these guys are coming to really beat our asses 3 days a week. In the gym, in the running, the strength conditioning, like dieting, the pain and all the shit that goes through the small injuries. No fighter walks into the ring 100%.
Wow.
Going through little injuries here and there, this, you know, all the knick-knacks. So, you know, just me getting ready for that, man. I think the first 2 weeks, me getting back in the training camp, getting up at 4 a.m. running and, you know, I mean, running the hills and sparring and shit like that. My sparring partners were 19, 20 years old. Laying in the bed. I'm one day, I'm laying in the bed. I picked my head up because that clock went off at 4 o'clock. My body felt like that shit got hit by a bus. I was like, what the fuck am I doing, bro? That shit was different, man.
Before we even get into the ring and your experience there and like what came up for you, bro, you talk about like challenging yourself, right? Like, bro, I'm looking at all your videos, watch the fight. You look phenomenal. One can say you might have been in some of the best shape of your damn life.
Yeah.
Like, you look, the way you look phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you had that moment, clock goes off 4 a.m. Like, damn, what am I doing? My question for you is like, what did you learn? Because when you talk about challenging yourself, because I'm the type of dude now, I'm sitting here about to turn 40 here in March. So I'm 2 months away from 3 months away from turning 40. Yeah. I'm thinking about running a marathon. I'm thinking about an Ironman. I'm thinking about how am I going to challenge myself mentally and physically now in this phase of my life? Because as an athlete, we love those challenges. We grow up on it. So cool. You came back. Was there anything that came up for you? Or transform your life through that camp?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's fact having my kids within that 5 years time, and I end up having my two kids, you know, just family in general. Of course, just, you know, being able to lose my dad at right after my last fight as well. So, you know, just I had a lot of different things to motivate me. And at the same time, you know, I'm one of those guys that I'm very self-motivated. You know, any type of, you know, I mean, any type of hardship, any type of pushback for some reason, I love just to see if I can get over the, I'm over the barrier of it. And just the fact of, going into that camp and really, just seeing if I can really push myself to that level again and really wake up each and every morning, even every day or, or just days I just didn't want to, just really pushing my mind to continue pushing forward to just to prove something to myself and a lot of guys that were in that gym and everybody else that I can get back to tip top, world championship shape after 5 years and look phenomenal, still look young and fast and sharp. And, I was impressed, by myself to being able to do that, to really get through that training camp.
Right.
That grueling process again at 40 and to fucking show up, man. I mean, that's the main thing, to be able to show up. A lot of people feel like they can do it, but showing up is a big deal. But I seen a lot of guys fucking in the dressing room.
You did it.
Walk the fuck out. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I seen that so many times in training camp. Boy, them two-a-days. It broke a lot of dudes for that field, boy. Man, so look, take me to the ring, bro.
Yeah,
there was one moment where I feel like you thought he was done. You caught him. Did you think he was going to drop me?
Oh, he's about it, man. I'm like, okay, bing, boom, double jab, right hand, smash. He took it. He shook that shit off. He looked at me.
Yeah,
I said, God damn. Here we go.
Bro, that was so solid. I thought he was done.
That was a solid shot, man. But like I say, man, that gives a lot of, credit to him, just having him a tough chin. And just continue to say just how tough this fight game is, man. I mean, that's life. I was talking to my homeboy yesterday. I mean, this fight game, correlates to life so much. You could think you have something, but sometimes it doesn't go your way. So you just got to keep trucking, man. Keep the feet moving. Keep putting that pressure and keep putting that foot on the pedal. Eventually, it's going to come.
Break that down for me. You said the fight game, help me out here.
Yeah, correlate.
I can't say. To life. Go ahead. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Break that down.
I mean, it correlates to life so much in every aspect. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have great victory and it feels amazing, but sometimes, you may not have a good night. You're going to have to go through all the backlash. You're going to have to go through all the, all the bullshit that comes with that. So you just have to know how to, always just pick yourself up, man, and stay focused and just keep your eye on the goal. So when people always see me write that, I got a hashtag that says the harvest is coming. And that pretty much, kind of sums it up for me to continue to keep my eye on the prize, keep my eye on the harvest, whichever time it may be. It's coming soon. It's always coming. Giants in front of you. You may have some obstacles in front of you, but keep your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, that's good. That one, my favorite Bible verse is Galatians 6:9. It says it's basically due season.
Yes, sir.
Continue to do good and in due time. You will reap your harvest.
Reap your harvest, man. Yes,
Galatians 6:9. I'll text that over to you if you don't already have it. So you talk about your harvest, bro. Before we get into the state of boxing, and then I'm going to ask you about a few names, Terrence Crawford, Devin Haney, Tank. I want to talk about Joseph Parker, Devontae Wilder. I want to talk about Anthony Joshua, some of the big dogs. But, are you coming back? Because there was a clip afterwards, after the fight, where you were like, I don't know what my old ass was doing or what I was thinking. I might need to go sit down. So, I mean, look, bro, it's 5 years. George Foreman did it, right? Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot of love after the fight. A lot of love, and people want to see me back in. But like I said, me and you have had these conversations plenty of times before. This right here is a young man's game. This shit is the hurt business. You know what I'm saying? And I could, but at the same time, I think I kind of rather, be that pillar to show these guys how to make this money outside the ring. Show these guys that this fight game is a platform for many other things. Don't think this shit is over. I mean, of course, you're an example of that too. Don't think this shit is over just because the game is over. You know what I mean? I mean, you're special for a reason. You're just not special because you're a tremendous athlete. Mm. You're chosen. I mean, you're special for a reason. And it's not just because of the game. Let's keep on flourishing. Let's keep on being examples outside the game as well. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. That was very political. That means if the right fight come, the right bag come, you might be out there again. I like how you put that. But I also like how you said this too, though, bro. I never looked at it this way where you said, you know, as an athlete, you're, you know, you're special.
But yeah.
You're special beyond that is basically what you said. Right. I never thought about it that way. You're chosen, an athlete. Yeah. You did some amazing things in the ring, on the field, on the court. Yeah. You can also take those same things and do something different.
Yeah,
in a different space. That's cool.
Man, I see it, man. I see a lot of guys, you know, once they finish a ball or finish whatever, they just feel like, okay, you know, they really fall all the way back. They fall all the way back, get fat, get lazy, just lay it up and just feel like the gift is gone. Like no, like you've been chosen, you know, from birth, like you're special for some reason. Not just this. Yes, you got great athletic ability, but you've been chosen out of all these people to be showcased to the world. And it's not just for that. Let's keep it going.
Right.
Yeah, you know, graduate to the next stage. Let's go. You know what I mean? I think that people just need to hold on to that, hold on to, you know what I mean, to that fact of just knowing how special that they are, even outside the game.
Yeah, a lot of our cats are struggling, bro. And you said, they're physically, mentally, spiritually. So I'm glad that you hit on that. Yeah. State of boxing.
Yeah.
Come on, give us what's going on? We in a good place? We in a bad place? We in an okay place?
I think we're in a great place, man. I think we're in a great place. I think that division, that 135 to 140 division, is keeping everything, you know, really exciting. It's almost like, like back in the day, the Four Kings, the Sugar Ray Leonard, the Marvin Hagler, Duran, and, you know, Hearns. And I think you kind of got the same type of vibe, you know, like I said, with Devin Haney, Tank. You know, Teofimo Lopez, Shakur, Ryan Garcia. And they have something now that we've never had, you know, coming up, and that's social media. And you know, these guys are really finding out, you know, how to really, you know, maximize that to really promote themselves. Because like I said, like back in the day, I mean, you weren't really hearing about any of these guys if they weren't getting ready for a fight or being promoted outside the ring the right way. But now, you know, you got this phone now. You know, now they're keeping that buzz.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buzz, they're keeping that energy and that buzz going even outside the ring, which is amazing.
It's football season, and you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything.
Game day snacks with Uber Eats is myself, Brandon Marshall, and the lovely
Chef Danny.
We have spinach dip, but not just any spinach dip. It is truffle, crab, and spinach dip. So
simple.
Very, very, very simple. Again, this is not supposed to be complicated. You entered this journey because you wanted stress-free cooking, and that's what we were able to give you guys in these 8 series. Let's dive into this recipe. We got everything we needed delivered with Uber Eats. So you have some spinach here, heavy cream, garlic paste, Parmesan, truffle oil, mozzarella cheese, and some chips. We're gonna actually put all this stuff together. Not the chips, because that's at the end. Put all this stuff together, you're gonna see that, and we're gonna finish it off with some extra truffle oil, some crab meat, and also some extra cheese, because Brandon loves him some cheese. All right, guys, so our spinach dip has been bubbling in the oven. Brandon, can you please grab that?
Right. Ooh, it's hot in there.
It's getting hot in here.
See how creamy that is, guys? So Brandon is actually gonna finish it off.
Okay.
What you doing, you know, doing the most.
Doing the most. We're gonna put this on, the crab, some crab meat.
Yeah, you can put the entire thing, just dump it in there.
Like that, bam.
Uh-huh, and okay. I know you like your cheese, so go ahead.
The whole thing?
How much cheese you want? Okay, as you see, he's very
all those Green Bay Packer cheese heads out there.
And mix it up.
See what I'm saying? You gotta put that touch on it, guys. Mm-hmm. When you make that sound, it sound like you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? You don't really need to do it, but when the people over there in the living room, they hear that, they like, woo! And I gotta taste this food to go, huh?
I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm actually lactose intolerant, but I am going to risk my life right now.
Don't do it.
Okay, I at least need a...
The chef always gotta taste it. What is it?
It's so good.
You can't,
I did a little dance. I did like the pepper dance.
That's like a little cocky, like arrogant, like when you enjoy your own work like that.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to myself.
Ooh.
I'm sorry that my parents actually instill confidence in me just like yours did you.
Like always, my house.
My kitchen.
Game day snacks. There you have it. Get almost anything for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in boxing. You got Showtime now out of it. Was that the last Showtime fight? Were you on the last Showtime fight? So you made history again?
Yeah, man. That's the last show.
Wow. I just got...
That was the last show. So I'm looking forward to... I think they just did a deal with... You know, Al Heyman and Stephen Espinosa, I think they just did a deal with Amazon now. So now a lot of the platforms are going to move to these streaming platforms. I don't think it got announced yet, but this might be exclusive. I think Netflix jumped in the, they're jumping into space too, to try to stream these fights live, which I think would be dope. So I think it's the Amazon, Netflix, and I think more. We're going to try to come to the table as well, too.
Boxing's okay because it was awesome watching y'all on Showtime and HBO, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was like you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was nostalgic. I mean, even now, nostalgic. Like I say, back in the day, like I came up on HBO, and I came up watching these guys on HBO, and it was just. You know, it's just the nostalgia of it, man. It was just so amazing. But like I say, the times are changing now. So now, got the streaming platforms now, and I guess they're going to test it out, this upcoming year, see how that goes.
Right. So you talked about 140, 145. All right, let's get into a few names before I let you go. Devin Haney. First thing that comes to mind when it comes to Devin Haney.
Devin is setting... He's setting a wave right now. I think so. I think he's setting a wave right now because he's doing it different. He's doing it different because I've known Devin since he's been a kid. I know his father since he's been a kid. His father is very smart. His dad is very strategic. He came up in that Mayweather camp. I sat down there and talked to Bill in the gym. In the bay, he told me the play. He told me what he was going to do. He's playing it out. He brought Devin up in front of that Mayweather, in that Mayweather gym. He's low key taking a lot of those same strategies and implementing into Devin. When it comes to social media, building on social media. When it comes to being flashy with the cars and the jewelry. Him with the women. That are big social media influence. I believe all of it is strategic, from Bill. Right. All of it.
Wow.
He's killing it right now.
It's so funny, bro. It's like to become like one of the best, you not only got to be so skillful, you also got to know your stuff outside of the ring when it comes to promoting yourself and building yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you think he's leading the game right now when it comes to that?
Of course, I think Ryan is probably the first to really, kind of like just say lead it off on the social media aspect. I think Devin is definitely getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
And you know, he's, you know, like I said, now he's keeping it going. I believe Tank isn't really a social media guy, but he's just so dangerous and so just like entertaining in the ring.
Right.
You know, he's just creating this crazy buzz, and social media is taking off even without him being so engaging.
Right. Yeah, it's not like he's posting every day like Ryan Garcia. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. I don't got to be on camera, but already it's taking off on him. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. So talk to me about Gervonta Tank Davis. I mean, change his name. Excuse me, Tank. I know you just converted to Islam, Nation of Islam. So, you know, I need to get, you know, the new pronunciation of your name down. But we'll say Tank Davis right now.
Yeah.
What comes to mind?
Man, beast right now, man. Tank's a beast. Tank is a special individual. A lot of people just talk about his power, but his ring IQ, I see it. I see his ring IQ and his boxing skill. Just understanding the tutelage of what he came up from, over in D.C. and a lot of the guys and a lot of coaches out that way that work on technique. I see it and I understand it. Of course, the casual fan, they're going to see him knocking these guys out, but he's with power, speed, and IQ.
Right.
So he's dangerous, and he has that demeanor, man, that he has like that old Tyson demeanor that he doesn't have to do too much talking.
Right.
Everybody's going to come watch him fight and handle his business, and they're going to sell it out.
Abdul Waheed, I believe, is the Abdul Waheed. Is he pound for pound the best right now? I want to go to the other gentleman that we need to talk about and discuss.
I believe he's definitely up there.
No, I didn't ask that question, Berto. Come on, bro.
The best, though, I'm talking about pound for pound, the best right now. In the game right now, I don't think I can give it to him yet.
So yet. Who's going to give it to?
Pound for pound, the best right now? I still think pound for pound. I still think we're still looking at.
Don't say Canelo.
No, Crawford and Canelo.
Ooh, will we ever see that? What fight will we see? What's next for Crawford?
I think that's still pound for pound. I think.
I know you just ran into him a couple weeks ago. I seen the viral video.
Yes, my man. And I done told him, man. I told him after the fight. I told him after the Spence fight. I said, listen, bro, your fight going to have to be Canelo. Wow, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm going to go all the way up there. He wanted to fight Twin to win the Undisputed again, which I understand. And then they put him in a tough situation. They stripped Twin from the, you know, with the belt. So he had to kind of throw that away. And I'm like, the Canelo fight is it. And as he continued to move around, do interviews, everybody kept talking about it. So I think that's the fight that I think that's the fight that's going to. That the fight is going to solidify it all. He might Canelo. If he beats Canelo, he better just leave, walk out the ring, never come back. sit on the throne like.
You think we're going to see it in 24?
Bro, if he does that, it's over. He just leave, nigga. Don't never come back.
Hey, I'm not even gonna say he got a chance. I like him.
Oh no, I like him. I like him with
right.
I like him with. I like him with Canelo. I like him with Canelo. I mean,
Canelo ain't gonna put it on the line though.
Nah. Canelo at a place right now, man. You know, Canelo like he's the king and he can do whatever he want to do. He got a lot of people calling his name. I mean, he's made tons and tons of money. You know, right now he's just doing whatever he want to do. So Benavidez.
We want Canelo. We want Crawford.
Yes, that'll be stupid.
who you like between Haney and Abdul Waheed, Tank Davis?
Nah, I gotta give the Tank, man. Right now, I don't see nobody playing with Tank right now. I don't see nobody playing with Tank. Tank's still young. He's still vibrant, strong, fast, explosive. And he got that ring IQ, bro. Like, I don't see nobody mess with Tank right now. Tank's a
would you? Would okay, 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 okay. So before I let you go, bro, I want to touch on Joseph Parker, Deontay Wilder. Bro, look, we all kings and we work our ass off to get to this point. He just looked defeated in that corner, bro.
Yeah.
What did you see?
I'm the same, man. You know, one thing with this game, and it happens to a lot of us. You come into it very hungry and very vibrant. And you know, with tons of energy and just want to just be the best and just take over the world. But, but you know, over a few years and over this and over that, you know, life happens. Your life happens, you know,
you get paid, you get money, you get sophisticated.
Paid? Listen, you get paid, you suffer defeats, you know, you have kids, you know, at home and that bed starting to feel real comfortable. You know, you look in your kids' eyes, you know, they love you. You're starting to feel that same savageness that you had before you had kids. Now you see your little daughter, your little son, you want to hug and kiss them. You know, that energy starts to kind of wear off a little bit. You know what I mean? Especially when you know how fickle this game is. With him, he was able to go through some defeats. And the same people that cheered for him and loved him so much, you see, you know, how fickle the game was, how everybody just went against him.
Right.
So for him to go back in there, I don't think his love for the game is where it was.
So now, should he retire?
Now it gets to a point of just give me my money so I can go and spend time with my family.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But that's dangerous, though, because I can play football. You can't play boxing.
Can't play boxing. You're right. So he got to get his mind right. And he said that, I believe he said in the interview, and right after the fight, he said, listen, man, you know, for some reason, my killer instinct isn't there. And I need to find it again. I'm too much at peace and I'm too happy. That's exactly what he said. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm too much at peace and I'm too happy. You know what I mean? And that's dangerous. You're right. It's dangerous to keep walking in the ring that way. So he, like I said, he acknowledged
you know it, bro. Once you get to this point, it's like, I don't know if you can get that back. It was the same for me in football. Yeah. I got to a point where I didn't have that juice. I didn't have that energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't go out there and play around with these dudes running 24 miles per hour trying to take your head off.
Exactly.
With that being said, do you think that Wilder should retire?
I believe he can, you know.
Because we wanted to see that Anthony Joshua fight. You know, everybody been calling for that one.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like he's in a good place right now in his life. He's made tons of money, like he says, that he can retire right now if he wants to. The Anthony Joshua fight is a fight. Of course, we want, is still a huge fight. But he's going to have to get his mind right if he wants to do that. He's going to have to get his mind right if he wants to do that.
My last question for you, was that a mistake signing the deal with Anthony Joshua before he even stepped in the ring with Joseph Parker?
Yes, I don't understand why guys do that. I do not understand why people do that, man. You got to stay focused on the task at hand. You know, like I say, this fight game is not a game. Anything could happen, as you can see. But, you know, feeling that confident and signing a deal, of course, it probably was just in the Tyson deal and you know, he felt good about it. But, you know, like I say, you don't never do that. Handle your business your business first, everything else is going to come after. Don't never look past an opponent, ever.
There you go. Two-time former welterweight champion of the world and one of the most biggest personalities, one of the biggest personalities in sports. Bro, I can't wait to see when you really, really, really dive in your bag. You've been playing around with us, bro.
24, man. 2024, man.
Bruh, listen, just save a collaboration or two for me. Like, I'll be home. First week of January. Okay. So if we can connect, just lunch.
We can do this all day long. This right here, we can do this all day long.
Bro, 24 gonna be crazy for you. Everybody listening, watching, subscribe, comment, and give us your feedback. That's my brother right there, Mike Berto.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Love.
Yeah. Came up from the mud, it's like I walk around with a shoe stain. Uncle gave me fire when we kicked it, he was Liu Kang. Remember we were struggling for a dinner, needed loose change. Now the money never stopped and I feel like I'm Bruce Wayne. Ain't never gotta tell me that I'm going cause I've been gone. Just wanna be judged by my actions, not my skin tone. The hustle man, got my feet planted like the Flintstones. I'm yelling that we did it, high stepping in the end zone. I got my first check and messed around and gave my mama racks. Always had my back, so now I gotta get my mama back. No AC, had us grilling, yeah. It was chain smoke. Promise y'all to make it through this storm. You need a raincoat. Look up to some bag.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.